Guys, gals, and my non-binary pals, welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. You all have joined us just in time for our political week in review. Keep in mind, champions, this is all need-to-know news. News you need to know. It's been another wild boar of a week, oink oink. So hop to it, boys. Let's get this dumpster fire under control before we start our weekend.
Here we go again. We're just walking into another battle zone here, trying to meditate over the weekend, try and bring our anxiety levels down to zero. So we're just going to cover a political week in review. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, and thanks for being here as we broadcast live on the Really American Media platform. What up, you two?
Yeah. You summarized it all perfectly. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's another week. Although, I feel like we could do this any day of the week. It's just a constant loop of news and nauseating information coming out. But it is a Friday. We are live. It's YouTube. It's Really American. You can find our personal social medias on the Tic Tac thing. We're on Blue Sky, Facebook. We're all over Reddit. And where else? Oh, here on YouTube as well.
That's right. We have our own YouTube page, but hey, we have so much more fun over here on Really American because you guys join us live. So yeah, we'll be checking out the chat a little bit as the show goes on today, getting into the weekend. I don't know. Does everyone feel that way with we used to say, thank God it's Friday, for different reasons. Like, we were just putting work away. But now I feel like we can kind of put the worry, the stress away of our political climate.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do videos over the weekend, too. So you never get to put it away. I feel bad for that.
Yeah, either way, though, unless you consciously just decide I'm going to ignore current events in the news cycle. Like, I think even if we weren't doing this stuff, I would have a hard time just unplugging.
I'm getting good dude. I don't know if that's a good, I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I'm getting good at it. Last weekend for Labor Day weekend, you know, I was out of town for a while. I went to a 3-day concert for Dave Matthews over at the Gorge.
Yes. Trump hater Dave Matthews. Yes.
Yeah, Trump hater Dave Matthews. Thank you for stepping up, Mr. Matthews, and finally speaking his name to power, you know, just to say, yeah, you are a shitbag, and that's how I feel. But needless to say, I mean, you know this, I had some people in my party that I don't completely politically align with, and I had some interesting conversations. The conversations just broke my head, dude. I mean, the hypocrisy continues, trying to talk to maggots. I don't know. I keep seeing this thing like we gotta build a bridge. We gotta find some common ground. I find it tougher and tougher to do. I don't know if you feel that way with your family, if you have some maggots in your family, but I'm finding it tough, dude.
No. I would think it's impossible. It's like building a bridge from here to China. Like, I suppose technically it's possible. I'm sure somebody's drawn up a plan as to how to do it, but can you really do it? No. Was there any specific example? And we all know you're talking about your mega brother. Was there any specific thing that really boggled your brain as far as what he's trying to justify or defend?
Yes. Yes. Where do I start? We'll get to some of it in the show today, but I can give you a little preview of we were having this conversation that was completely benign, and he kept referring to Gulf of America, and he would kind of giggle after it. Okay. Yeah. And I was just like, he could see my disgust every time he said it, of just like, you know, and I think he was trying to goat me, you know. But I said, why is it so important for you to say that? Why is it so important for you to say something that some guy made up that we now call this the Gulf of America? Because that's what it's called, you know. We're gonna refer to it. That's the new name and stuff like that. And I said, but you didn't give a shit, dude, when Andy wanted to be called Andrea. You didn't give a shit, right?
Yeah. This is the hilarious thing about the party that refuses to go with whatever pronoun you say, or if somebody transitions and changes names, they refuse to go with the new name, or this is the party that puts testicles on a pickup truck, which is changing the gender of the truck or identifying it as you see it, and they won't do it with the human, but they'll do it with their truck, or a body of water that does not actually belong to America.
No, you've said it perfectly so many times that all it is they want to be able to say F you to liberals. That's all it is. And we've got a few examples that we'll get to on the show today of that happening very recently today, earlier in the week. So we'll get into all of those. But yeah, I mean, when I say that I'm having a hard time, I have to shut down conversation and almost give myself a quick lobotomy and say to myself, you know, he's my brother. I love him. I know his heart, but he's mentally deranged right now. So, you know, it's just like I would do with a drug addict, you know, like I'm going to help you, but I'm not going to coddle you.
Yeah, fair enough. So, well, all right, let's get to some news and see what other mega brother-inspired tidbits we can learn.
We shall do it now.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Steve Harness.
Hi, that's me. Okay, I would like to start off today's fine podcast talking about Trump just straight up murdering people. Murder, just killing people.
Wow.
I'm not talking about like vaccine denialism or cutting back, you know, food program. I'm talking about Trump saying, I want that person murdered right now. No trial, no process. Don't stop them and question them. I want them dead.
This doesn't surprise me, but I don't know what you're talking about. So this will be good for everyone.
Well, I'm talking about this missile attack on the boat coming from Venezuela that apparently had 11 confirmed, we know for sure, narco terrorists. Yeah. How do we know? Because I just told you, okay? Yeah. And we all know Trump never bluffs, never gets anything wrong, never misstates anything. So, yeah, I'm all for fighting the war on drugs, which is a little ironic, though, because anybody bringing drugs to America, there are Americans waiting to buy it.
Yeah.
They're only bringing the drugs to America because of supply and demand. So
yes,
that could be a separate conversation. But yeah, this missile attack on a boat in international waters that we just decided was nowhere near America. And although Trump said the boat was coming to America, Marco Rubio disagreed and said it was going to Trinidad, I believe. But eventually the drugs would have ended up here. So they just killed 11 people. And we have nothing but their word to go on.
This is a guy who oftentimes, today included, has boasted about our military being the strongest power and we having, you know, great things that we can take down different people with, without killing them. You know, we can, like in Scooby-Doo, throw a net over the robber and stop him in his tracks. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me why we needed to fire a missile and kill these people, other than they don't look at these people as human. And I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people who have drug addicts in their family, including my own. Obviously, these are people, you know, I know they're the dealers, right, but they're living, breathing people. They're brothers, they're
allegedly
sons, you know, so.
And most people in any sort of, I don't know, South American or whatever country, if they're in the drug trade, they're probably doing it because they're dirt poor and this is how they're, you know, providing for their family. And I'm not saying this is some noble profession they're in,
sure,
but we can't pretend they're all Pablo Escobar. They're all the kingpins of this thing. Like, some of them are just working in the cartel because that's the path that life has put them on.
Yeah.
And you know, you bring up the cops. I mean, the Republicans claim to be the back the blue party. Cops have rules and laws and due process and a court system and guilty until proven innocent. But as I pointed out before, Trump wants to play with every toy he can possibly play with. He wants to test every limit there is. And now he has decided, not only is he the chief law enforcement officer of America, which he recently said, but apparently now he is for the entire world. And not only are some people paying attention, maybe leaning to the left like us that are against this, but Nick, we find ourselves in weird times right now, where whether it's the Epstein files or this topic, some MAGA people agree with us. There are some liberals and some MAGAs that are on the same page.
Yeah.
Epstein, you know, we all want him released. But this thing, there's been multiple conservatives that have come out, and Rand Paul is on the list. He said, quote, "It's hard to have any sympathy for drug dealers trying to import a product into our country. But at the same time, yeah. you might ask the question, where does it end? Are we the world's policemen?
Right.
We all assume these people were bad people and drug dealers. But if they were caught off the coast of Miami, we would stop the boat.
Right.
If they don't shoot at us, we don't shoot at them. They're confiscated. They're put in jail, blah, blah, blah." Like, there are some Republicans even saying, like, boy, this seems like a bit of a slippery slope.
There should be, dude. To drop missiles on a watercraft in international waters is beyond crazy, dude. You're right. He is dead set on policing the world, and we're just seeing his ego grow. You know, in this term, he thinks he should be in charge of everyone. He's the best, dude. He knows things better than he knows construction better than anyone. He knows missiles better than the generals. You know, this is all coming to fruition for him.
It is the classic ask for forgiveness, not permission. And we have taught Trump that we'll let you get away with almost anything. And when it finally does get to the courts, you're probably going to get off there too. And then we're going to elect you king, give you blanket immunity from the Supreme Court. Like, as much as I want to blame him, and I do, we have also emboldened all of this. I mean, I know you and I and probably anyone watching this did not vote for the man, but still, we elected him king, and we've given him that safe bubble of, do what you want. We'll figure it out later, whether that was legal or not.
Yes. Do you believe in war crimes?
Sure, yeah.
Do you believe in crimes? I mean, which way do you have to look at this? Because I guess we're not in a war. We just shot down a ship. But this is some – he is getting to the point, too, where he just doesn't believe in war crimes anymore. This is how to be tough. This is how to take over and have no one mess with us. We got to be tough. You can't be wokey, as he keeps saying. They've gone all wokey. Right. War crimes, they're not going to matter. And you need to understand the danger of that, maggots, that if they don't matter for us, they don't matter for other people. So when you're signing your sons and daughters up for our armed forces, keep in mind, yeah, war crimes, well, they won't be a thing anymore because they'll just follow the suit of America.
Yeah, a couple of good points there. I mean, first of all, I have seen some people bring up, like, how is this different than drone attacks that we do in the Middle East? Well, we have active military engagements going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about maybe right in this moment. I mean, we do. But, you know, I've seen some people, Obama did more drone strikes. But we had active military engagements going on. Congress was involved. Troops were deployed.
Yeah.
We don't have a war or a military conflict going on anywhere in South America that I'm aware of.
No.
And this narco-terrorist group is only designated that because Trump just did that designation back in February.
Yeah.
So what's to stop him from designating whoever and whatever he wants, which then he feels gives him permission to just blow him out of the water? No due process. No warning shots, by the way. No attempt to stop this boat. They just freaking blew him up.
Yeah. It wasn't even that they tried. They didn't try. This was the first line of defense.
Yes. Which just seems crazy. And speaking of war crimes, fun fact, the former president of the Philippines is sitting in The Hague right now, the sort of international prison, because he is going to be on trial for crimes against humanity. And a bunch of those that are listed in the, you know, indictment, for lack of a better term, are the fact that he killed a minimum of 6,000 alleged drug dealers in his country. He had a police force just shooting people. And the number we know is 6,000, but some groups have said it could be as high as 30,000 people, as if 30,000 drug dealers were living in the Philippines. But this guy just started murdering them. And now, yeah, he's sitting in an international prison awaiting trial for what seems to be the exact same thing our president just did.
Yeah.
And even, by the way, the guy in the Philippines did it in his own country. We just did it in someone else's country, international waters.
You know? Yeah. No, it's absolutely crazy, dude. And you know what? You and I have had conversations before where I'm like, I look at some situations in terms of waterboarding. Okay. There have been times in my life where I was like, yeah, If the, you know, if we can't get it out of them, you know, what do we do? Like, I'm not advocating for waterboarding, but, you know, I've thought about it before. Like, that's the least of the worries, to try and get somebody to talk. But you have to understand that when we do that, it's a slippery slope, dude. What's next?
It is. And I'm a big fan of the show 24, Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland. And that show was written by a conservative to try to articulate the point of, hey, sometimes torture is okay, because sometimes you got to get the answer. Like, we know there's a bomb. It's going to go off in the next 6 hours.
Right.
This guy knows the answer. Should we torture him? And that show, I think, actually did the correct thing. They would do the wink and nod, go ahead and torture the guy. But if you got caught, you were prosecuted or fired or whatever. Oh. Like, there was a little bit of do it under the radar. But if you get caught, we're still America and you still have to get fired, Jack Bauer, which happened on the show more than once.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
But you can't just obviously have a blanket torture policy that's just out in the open.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you can have an open policy of, hey, there's a boat out in the water. We're pretty darn sure, based on what? No one knows. What, satellite images? Like, how do you know that all 11 of these people were hardcore narco-terrorists on a boat full of, like, you don't freaking know that. And if you did, we'd be seeing every shred of evidence there is to justify this.
Yeah, which we never see evidence anymore. You know how often intel is wrong? Over, you know, sometimes they'll grab intel over a 9 month, a year long period, and it's wrong. Right. Think about this. This is just a boat. How long did you even have to get intel on what's happening in there and who's in there and what's in there? Zero.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we have no on the ground intelligence that anyone's told us about. So it's satellite imagery. And there was a story I was reading about earlier. I think it was, don't quote me, but maybe over Colombia or something, where that government was trying to shoot down planes that they knew for a fact were, you know, smuggling drugs out of the country. Well, one of the planes they shot down, oops, it was some Christian peace mission. And it was a bunch of, you know, of whatever those people are called, they go around the world
Christians,
spreading the word of Jesus. Yes, Christians. But, you know, so no, they got it wrong. It was a plane full of innocent people, and there was a little kid on that plane. So, you know, to start the countdown, obviously we're going to hear stories at some point of they blew up the wrong boat, or no, they had human shields on there that you idiots didn't know about. So you just,
right.
Yeah, you killed two narco terrorists and 10 school kids. You know?
Dude, I wonder if we hear about this boat being taken down and blown to smithereens, what don't we hear about? You know, like, what are we doing that we haven't heard about?
Well, there another story came out today that back in 2019, did you hear about this? Trump sent troops into North Korea.
Yeah.
He authorized Navy SEALs to go into North Korea to try to plant some sort of spy technology there that we could intercept, whatever. So Trump authorized this, you know, incursion into frickin' North Korea. And while our Navy SEALs were on the beach, unknown boat came up. They jumped out of the, you know, boat, got on the beach, and the SEALs did what they probably were trained to do. They opened fire. They killed these people.
Yeah.
Oops, it turns out they were all fishermen just coming in from the night. And because they were out, they were actually diving in the water for some sort of shells or something. So they all had wetsuits on. So the Navy SEALs all had heat vision goggles. They couldn't see the guys coming in. They could see the boat, but they didn't know who they, you know. So they killed a bunch of fishermen and were just finding out 6 years later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stuff like this goes on that we don't hear about, but probably should.
Think about how dangerous that is, dude. Talk about World War III to, you know, going to North Korea and just start killing people.
And that's apparently Trump's buddy over there, Kim Jong-un, that he did this to. So I'm not sure what that's going to do for the Trump family Christmas party that all the world dictators are invited to. But that's got to be a little awkward. So, yeah, like, it's crazy. And by the way, even if Trump, first of all, do us the courtesy of at least lying. Try to make up fake intel. I mean, try to, you know, treat us like we deserve some truth. But the problem Trump has created with all of his taco stuff, all of him chickening out, all of him, oh, no, he was just bluffing. It's the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what the hell to believe out of this man.
Of course.
Even putting our liberal bias aside, just publicly in the last 6 months, he's lied repeatedly and then later tried to write it off as, oh, I was negotiating, I was bluffing.
Like, you don't understand.
Why would you believe anything?
Yeah, you're too small. I'm just always sticking with, if his lips are moving, he's lying. I don't believe a word that guy says, you know.
Yeah. No. So there you go. That's the latest. We're blowing up boats in international waters and hoping for the best. And by the way, the Venezuelan Air Force buzzed one of our warships today in a show of force to be like, hey, we got planes too. Like, you are – that is essentially an act of war if those were Venezuelan citizens and whatnot.
Sure.
So, you know, we are effing around, and we'll see what happens when we find
out. Yeah, this is the president of peace, though, right? I mean This is definitely.
Yeah, right. The no war president, the peacetime, the Nobel Peace Prize guy just murdered 11 people that he claims he knows were up to bad things. We're getting into Minority Report territory here.
Yeah.
Like, future crimes, we know they're going to commit a crime. They hadn't done it yet because they weren't in our freaking country or anywhere near it. But we know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
We know those drugs were going to end up here that Americans were going to buy. You know, like,
due process is a thing of the past. You know, war crimes, I think, are a thing of the past. Speaking of which, just hours ago today in the Oval Office, Trump got his Sharpie ready to sign another executive order and put it up on his big book and show the room. Isn't that great?
In the Goldie office. I don't know. We got to come up with a new name for that place.
Yeah. The fake Goldie office, the Hobby Lobby showroom.
yes.
Okay. So
Nick, they don't make paints that can look gold.
No,
I don't know. Trump told you that. Yeah, so stop.
They can't.
It's all pure gold. They melted down and hung all over the walls.
Yes. Donald Trump signed an executive order changing the name. Once again, the Department of Defense is no longer around. That's pretty wokey. I'll play you a little video of he and Pete Hegseth making a little statement on this new executive order changing the name of the Pentagon's Department of Defense.
We've been talking about this Department of War. So we won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War. And I'd like to ask our Secretary of War. So, Pete, I'd like to ask you and maybe Dan Raisin-Cain to say a few words, please.
Mr. President, thank you. After winning a war for independence in 1789, George Washington established the War Department, and Henry Knox was his first Secretary of War. And
by the way, I don't play this whole thing, but this totally gives me vibes of a school presentation. You know, get up and tell us about all our wars, Mr. Hegseth.
And by the way, we changed the name back to the Department of Defense in the 1940s.
Yes.
So don't give me this woke stuff.
Yeah.
War. And this country won every major war after that, to include World War I and World War II. Total victory, Mr. President, as you said. Then 150 years after that, we changed the name after World War II from the Department of War to the Department of Defense in 1947. And as you pointed out, Mr. President, we haven't won a major war since. And that's not to disparage our warfighters, whether it's the Korean War, or the Vietnam War, or our generation of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's to recognize that this name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
Thank you very much. Very well stated. And really, it has to do with winning. Wow. We should have won every war. We could have won every war, but we really chose to be a very politically correct or wokey.
Yes, you would have won Vietnam, I'm sure. So, wow. Let's just change the name to the Department of Little Dicks.
Right.
Because that's really what's going on here. What a machismo attempt were the Department of War. And by the way, it was an act of Congress to change the name to the Department of Defense. So it would require an act of Congress to change the name again. So yet again, we have an example of Trump doing whatever the hell he wants. And then later on, we're going to figure out if it's even legal what he just did. And I read a story today saying it's going to cost a few billion with a B dollars to do all of this name changing. I mean,
so dude, it was funny. Reporters asked him about both, and he basically said on the first one, he said, like, you know, we may have to take it to Congress, but overall, like, people are just going to start saying it. People are just going to start using it. Doesn't really matter. And then as far as the cost of it, he told them, the reporters, that he was going to phase out the stationery. So he wouldn't just throw the old stationery away, that he would phase it out and then get new stuff printed up. And I was just like, are you kidding me, dude? The stationery is the least of the cost to do this circus of an idea. Hegseth ended there with saying, words matter. You got to make up your mind, maggots. Do words matter or do they not? Right?
Yeah, no, spot on. I just envision, I've been trying to think about what's going to happen in 3 years, assuming President Newsom wins or whatever Democrat. Like, I think, you know, right now on Really American, we do a lot of FAFO stories, F-A-F-O, fuck around and find out. I think we're going to have a whole series for like the first year of that Democratic president of FIFO stories, fix it and find out.
Right.
I mean, the next president is going to have so much stuff to fix.
Yeah.
From executive orders and name changes and gold crap all over the Oval Office and changes to who knows what.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a cleanup effort of epic proportions.
Yeah. No, it's really an injustice to this country because, yeah, they are going to have to spend so much time fixing stuff when they could actually be running the country, you know. But, yeah, right. That's going to be interesting to see because there is a cleanup on aisle four. Like, it's going to take you a while, dude.
Cleanup on aisle 47, yes, for sure. But thank God we got a ballroom waiting for the next president because that'll get some good use. So I'm so glad he's doing that.
Yes, 100%. This is another thing. I mean, are you gonna start calling it Department of War? I thought you were the peace president, dude. I mean, Department of Defense means we will defend ourselves if needed. We will, you know, it's not an act of war. This screams like. Yeah, my dick's bigger than yours. F around and find out, you know?
Yeah.
It's just.
Now, this is a wag the dog kind of thing where a president will contrive up a war to distract from, like, the Epstein files or tariffs being deemed illegal or whatever. So the fact that they're saying we want to call it the Department of War because we want to win wars and we haven't won, that means they're looking for a war.
Yeah.
And whether they start one with Venezuela or try to invade Greenland, like, I don't know, but. Spoiler alert, none of this is going anywhere good.
Yeah, so. No. It's not, but it's the new name. So start saying it immediately, if not sooner. Or don't.
All right. We have talked about on the show that Trump, you know, claims to love the Constitution, yet we have seen nothing but him trampling on the First Amendment and 14th Amendment, ignoring the 25th to throw him out of office. I mean, he has trampled all over the Constitution in a million ways for a guy that claims to love it. But we've been saying that the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms, that's the only amendment he is not going after. But he's gone after the Second Amendment now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Trump DOJ is trying to figure out a way to make it illegal for any transgender people to own weapons. Because, Nick, based on the Minnesota shooting, the transgender people have mental disorders. And so, therefore, people with mental disorders cannot possibly be owning guns. So, yeah, the Trump White House is trying to come up with a way to take guns out of the hands of the 1.9% of our population that are transgender. And of that 1.9%, I'd be willing to bet that they don't all own guns. But, again, going after transgender to beat up on them and stomping all over the Second Amendment. And, again, this is another story where the enemy of your enemy is your friend or we're making for strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
Because the frickin' NRA came out today and said, you cannot be taking guns away from transgender people.
That's so interesting, dude, to see the flex, you know, of these maggots when something happens that they just can't get. That's the line. I can't get down with that. It is funny to see the flex back to Trump. They've now reduced all transgender people, in essence, to felons. You know, he's already said they are... below their scum, you know, they're weird. He doesn't want them here. You know, they're trying to, everything's transgender. This transgender for everyone is, I think, exactly what he says. But yeah, this is punching down in the biggest way possible. I always ask people, how many transgender people do you know? And I get blank stares most of the time, you know?
Yes. Yes. It's craziness. And yeah, so the NRA came out in support. They said the Second Amendment rights of all law-abiding Americans to purchase, possess, and use firearms should be protected, the organization said in a social media post. The NRA does not and will not support any policy proposals that implement sweeping gun bans that arbitrarily strip law-abiding citizens of their Second Amendment rights without due process. So now the NRA is saying we even need due process, you know, Trump. Like, these are strange days indeed.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, I know I've used the word hypocrisy so many times it's losing meaning, but okay, so we had one mass shooter who's apparently transgender, and now no transgenders can have guns. But do we do that when a white guy commits a crime with a gun, or a Christian, or a Catholic? Like, no, we never. With every other mass shooter, it's no, it's the people, not the guns, and we can't make broad statements that all white men are, you know, militarized. Like, no, but one transgender person who, shockingly, I mean, all these stories we do about transgender people being dehumanized and picked on. And I'm not saying that's why this person did that, but I wouldn't be surprised if a transgender or a gay person was like, I have freaking had enough of being picked on. Right. How about I give you what, you know, you guys always preach about? How about I take out a gun and go crazy? Like, not encouraging that, not saying that's what happened, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of these small groups that are getting beat up on a daily basis decided to snap and freak the hell out.
Yes. 100%. Kennedy went in and talked about earlier in the week about maybe it is the chemicals in transgender people's bodies, you know, that are going through hormone replacement and stuff like that, just making them
crazy. I thought you meant my girlfriend, Kennedy. No, I'm sorry.
No.
RFK.
No, she wouldn't say that. Yeah, RFK.
I was like, so you guys were talking? That's what she said.
I should have said it like this, you know, just to distinguish.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did Darth Vader say? So, did you hear him deep breathing through that whole thing?
Oh, what a mess that was. Yeah, he was not doing well. I love the comments of, like, even your own body is trying to stop you from talking. Like, just shut up.
What did you ingest that caused your problems?
Right.
Forget about Tylenol that he's apparently going to now say is causing autism.
Yeah.
What the hell got in your brain besides that worm and caused that kind of damage?
Well, he said all the drugs, you know, that they use, transgender people use to transition, he's not sure, but it could be causing the mental illness that is creating these mass shootings. The, you know, right, one and a half that we're talking about here. And then he went on to say, maybe it's the SSRIs. Maybe it's the antidepressant medication that's actually causing people mental illness. You're going to have a lot of people on your hands, dude, because I do feel like over half this country is on some sort of antidepressant, which speaks volumes about where we're at.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's the stock for Tylenol tanked today because the word came out that he's about to claim that Tylenol, acetaminophen, causes, you know, autism.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, added to the very long list of crackpot crazy ass things that he's out there promoting, and that debacle in front of the Senate this week, I mean, was just freaking embarrassing. And not only were Republicans piling on him that day, which is too little too late since they voted to confirm the guy,
but
There's a conservative radio host. I think his name is Eric Erickson. And first of all, he came out and admonished Trump for taking over 10% of Intel. He was one of the guys calling that socialism, which it is. But he, on his radio show this past week, said that his wife has, I think, cancer or something and needs the COVID vaccine because she's immunocompromised. And he can't find it anywhere in his state now that, you know, the Trump world declared that it's, you know, a no-no. And that's happening a lot. If you call your neighborhood CVS, Walgreens, whatever you got there, multiple reports all over this country have said that they're saying, no, we don't have it or we can't provide it, which is why now New York State and all of the smart states on the left coast out here have teamed up and have started basically our own health alliance.
Right.
And are promising that these things would be available.
Yeah.
If you're smart enough to live in one of those states. So.
That's just unbelievable, dude. RFK is also the guy that said, you know, President Trump is due the Nobel Peace Prize because of his work with Project Warp Speed, right? Which was getting the vaccine out as fast as he did. So it's just makes no sense, dude.
That was a great contradiction. So you think he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize? Oh, yes. But you're also saying the COVID vaccine has killed more people than it saved and it shouldn't be required anymore, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, in Florida this week, got rid of all requirements for childhood immunizations.
All vaccines, dude.
Yes. I don't know who the hell lives in Florida anymore. You people deserve whatever hell you've unleashed on yourselves down there.
Yeah.
God forbid we have rainbow crosswalks. That has to go away.
Yeah.
But vaccines, like, no, no, no. We're not going to save any lives.
Bring back polio. Like, right. What are you doing, dude? We can kind of keep on brand here with the school shootings a little bit. I got a video that I'll play for you now of Peter Ducey asking Trump a question in the Oval Office that I just found. I didn't find his question hysterical, but I found Trump's answer hysterical because it's not really an answer, as you'll notice in this clip here.
We know that this country has a huge problem with school shootings. You've said that you're open to sending the National Guard pretty much anywhere. Would you ever consider sending an armed National Guardsman to every school?
Well, we have a big problem with school shooting, but we also have thousands and thousands of schools that run perfectly. You know, they talk about you can do things construction-wise, and I think nobody knows more about construction than me. You can build the construction doors. You can build the, what they call safety doors, where they lock on the outside, the inside, and every place else. Well, but if one of these lunatics happens to get through, then the police can't get in. Then they're looking for keys all over the place, and it takes a lot of disadvantages to doing, you know, spending billions and billions of dollars and actually making it safer in some way for some of these lunatics that we're dealing with.
Didn't wow. answer the question. I mean, his question had nothing to do with construction of safety doors and everything else. And yeah, if you're that big on sending the National Guard in, armed National Guard in, why don't you do it where it might be actually useful?
Right. I love what he just said, though, that there are thousands of schools where everything works fine. So why would we do that? Aren't there theoretically thousands of transgender people that are fine every day?
Very
but you're going after them and their rights. Yeah. So where's the logic here? If enough of something is fine, leave it alone.
But, yeah.
I mean, how disingenuous. And I mean, the school shooting thing I could rant about for eons. That, you know, when you and I were kids, we did fire drills, or in Michigan, we did tornado drills, or out west, you do earthquake drills. You know, my kids have to do active shooter drills where the school, since they were in elementary school, has told them that, hey, kids, someday a guy could just come in here and start murdering you. So we're all going to practice hiding in the classroom, locking the doors.
Be quiet. Like,
this is something our children just go through on a regular basis, and it's insane.
Yeah, I remember the first time your kids explained what an actual active shooter drill was like at school, that I had to leave the conversation because it made me so emotional. That they have to go through that, you know.
Yeah, spot on. So, yeah, I mean, that might actually be a practical use, sending the National Guard to every school. But here's the thing. And, you know, I've heard a few governors, like the governor in Illinois, that have basically said, like, you know what? We could use some help in Chicago, but don't send the military. That's not law enforcement. That's not what they're used for. It's not what they're trained for. Send us FBI agents. Send us ATF agents. Send us federal law enforcement,
right.
Not your personal Gestapo military school kids that are not trained for this kind of stuff.
Of course.
And we brought up the topic on the show. We talked about it last week about, you know, what about the red states? What about all these cities that have a significantly higher crime rate?
Yeah.
Because Chicago's not in the top 20 for crime rates. Neither is Washington, D.C., neither is San Francisco. Like, so the proposal came up this week about sending troops to Louisiana to cover anywhere from Shreveport to Nolens, because they have very high crime rates down there. And the governor of the state came out and he said, hey, I think this is probably a good idea. We should talk about doing this. However, the chief of police in Shreveport does not think it's a good idea. He said that he said it's going to make the situation worse. And then Reuters went around in New Orleans and started interviewing citizens. Like, what would you think if Trump sent the troops here? They didn't find one person that said, I think that's a good idea. I'd be okay with the military around here. So even though the governor is saying he thinks it's a good idea, people that live in red states who I think it's hilarious to see what's going on in Chicago or L.A.
Right.
or D.C., they don't want it in their backyard
of
either.
Course.
It don't tread on me, right? I mean, that's conservatism.
Exactly. I just watched this. They've got a new documentary out on Netflix right now that is covering Hurricane Katrina. Like three episodes. It's very sad, but very interesting, because I didn't know exactly what happened. But they brought the National Guard in because they thought that people were rioting, when people were actually rioting and looting is what they thought they were doing, when people were actually just trying to get food because they were starving to death, you know. But they brought the National Guard in, and I remember watching this video. They brought this one general in to try and take care of this, and he walked around and told everyone, put your guns down, you stupid MFers. Like, this is not America. Put your guns down, dude. If you want to sit here to help, you can, but you can't enforce law.
Yeah, you're not law enforcement. And the other thing that the sheriff there, the sheriff in Shreveport, Louisiana, said, that he said, we're short 150 police officers. So, A, why don't you send us some funding to hire more cops? Like, why don't you take some of that ICE money? Because ICE is now the largest law enforcement, you know, organization in the country. Send them money to hire more cops. But he also said, not only am I short 150 cops, but a lot of my current police officers are also National Guardsmen. So what, you're just going to take some of my cops away to send them down to New Orleans or send them back to where they're already at? Like, you're stealing from Peter to pay Paul. Like, it makes no sense. So don't even think about
it. Didn't even ever think about that, dude. But that is probably a huge problem.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
What a mess we're in. Speaking of ICE, you were talking about ICE.
Yes.
We had a little problem here in Washington, dude, just recently here. Have you heard about a fire called the Bear Gulch Fire?
I have heard about it. I mean, I'm out in the West, and there's fires freaking everywhere. I got smoke in the air today from a fire that's, you know, hours away. But, yeah, so you guys got a big one going in Washington State. Is that eastern Washington out in the middle of nowhere, or is it on the other side of the...
This is eastern, yes, and it is now torched thousands of acres. And the containment has been sitting, flirting with like 20%. You know, like it's an active fire that's we need all hands on deck to take care of, right?
Yeah, can't get enough firefighters.
You can't. But earlier this week, or I guess it's been this past week, I'll show you what happened here. This is absolutely nuts and will blow your mind. Reporting from MSNBC.
Authorities in Washington state have been fighting the state's largest wildfire nonstop for almost 2 months. It's called the Bear Gulch Fire. It's burned 9,000 acres since early July. Officials say it's only 13% contained. It is so big, they've had to rely on contract firefighters. Mm. But a group of those firefighters who were battling the blaze had to take a three-hour timeout from their work on Wednesday. You see, their camp was raided by Border Patrol officials, and they were lined up and told to show their IDs.
Nice.
Got hit, guys.
That's all right. Tribal member.
Yeah, we got pulled over by ICE. F***ing crazy, dude. We got members from the tribe of Umatilla, Cayuse, and Walla Walla. This is f***ing crazy, man. Look at that. Post it up. We have a different crew over here.
You heard people on the scene claim that at least some of those firefighters were Native Americans, indigenous volunteers. They got raided. State officials confirm it. Now, those Border Patrol officers ultimately arrested two of the firefighters. It's not clear why. According to reporting by the Seattle Times, one of the firefighters said members of the crew were told not to take video of the incident. Mm-hmm. You risked your life out here to save the community, the firefighter said. This is how they treat us.
It's exactly how they treat you, because that maggot party, they don't care if the world burns to the ground. I mean, every policy that this president is putting into place is burning our country to the ground. So you think about the Texas floods that happened a month or so ago, and there were people that came over from Mexico to take care of our community. They were also in jeopardy of being arrested and detained by ICE. Like, it's just absolutely crazy that you would bite the hand that is feeding you so deliberately, you know?
Yeah. I mean, talk about cutting off your nose to spite your face. Right. People out there trying to save American lives, and you're going to arrest them. And I thought that... I thought Mega World was all about the thin blue line, and I always see the thin red line as well for the firefighters. Yeah. I thought firefighters, and I know I've disagreed with this assertion before, but I thought firefighters were all heroes.
Yeah.
Just by signing up for the job and going out there. And by the way, being a firefighter, I always say, like, just signing up to be a cop or just signing up to be a firefighter does not make you a hero. You got to go do something heroic, something above and beyond the call of duty. And your call of duty is to go fight fires. But when you're running around wildfires in the forest, you know, living out there, like, I say you actually have already gone above and beyond the call of duty. So aren't these American heroes, literally, they're on U.S. soil. They're out there fighting a fire. You couldn't even give them a court date down, like, you couldn't wait till the fire was done. You literally take resources off the front line, cutting off your nose despite your face.
These are also the people that, you know, you give the example of, hey, if your kid, God forbid, had cancer and there was only an illegal surgeon from Mexico that could save his life, you know, would you say, oh, nope, you're here illegally, dude? And I don't stand for that. Like, it is just absolutely nuts. And this is a show of, I mean, this can only be a show of, hey, we'll go anywhere, dude. It doesn't matter. We will take you out anywhere. And you've proven that. So good on you.
Wouldn't Mega have found it even funnier, though, to wait for them to put the fire out and then arrest them?
I suppose.
Like, the fact that they took them off the front line, it's like, you missed an opportunity. We have heard people, including Nancy Mace, describe that they like, for their leisure time, to watch ICE arrest videos on YouTube. And Nancy Mace described it as if she was watching, like, softcore porn. Like, it's how I relax at the end of a day. I just put on a little ICE arrest videos, and it soothes my soul.
Is that real?
Oh, yes, absolutely. She said that on camera. That's that's a real thing.
These are the scum that we're living amongst, and, you know, that is unbelievable. Right. Yeah.
No, straight up. All right, I've got video to play. I want to play some video.
Please.
You want to talk about heroic tow truck drivers or undercover sting operations busting mega types?
Oof, I love a good tow truck story, Stephen.
Ah, the tow truck. Yeah, so this is a weird one. Let me play the clip for you.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll elaborate on it a little. But, well, actually, no. Let me give you a bit of a setup here. Okay. So, starting back in June, after Trump, we now know, illegally sent the National Guard down to L.A., a rumor started online that tow truck drivers were going around and towing ICE vehicles. They were following them, and when they parked to get out and go arrest someone, they would tow the truck.
Right.
Those initial stories were proven to be false. Snopes did an investigation. It was nothing. Somebody just completely made it up online. So, not a real story. Fast forward to mid-July, video surfaced of a ICE vehicle being towed from an airport just north of Los Angeles. Everyone's cheering. Aha, ICE got the vehicle towed. Half true. Newsweek confirmed that was an ICE vehicle, but it had been parked there for several days.
Oh.
Illegally, and why it was left there, who the hell knows. But it's not like the tow truck driver was stalking ICE agents. Like, so they did tow an ICE truck, but not the exact story.
Right.
But then the story became real, I think, because this Mr. Nunez guy that I'll play you the clip of, he apparently heard this online chatter, and the guy actually is a tow truck driver in Los Angeles. So he did this just like 2 weeks ago.
Now that tow truck driver, Bobby Nunez, is potentially facing 10 years in federal prison after he was arrested today and charged with theft of government property.
Yes. So this guy, Bobby Nunez, he made the story real. He actually did it. He towed an ICE vehicle during an active arrest, which, you know, all sorts of people have applauded that. And I would 99% applaud it. Like, I get it's not legal, but I mean, he took an urban legend and made it real by actually towing an ICE vehicle during an active arrest.
All heroes don't wear capes, dude. We know this, right? You know?
Exactly. And yeah, they were able to track him down, obviously, and they're now threatening him with up to 10 years in prison for stealing an ICE vehicle. And I have not heard the follow-up. I don't know if the guy took it around the corner and dropped it. I don't know if he took it home. I don't know what he did with the vehicle, but yeah, they're going after him for the maximum 10 years. But I'm assuming this is going to be like Jeanine Pirro in D.C. that tried to prosecute the sandwich guy and they wouldn't do it. And
right.
Now, this is a little more serious, so they probably will indict the guy. But is a jury going to give him 10 years for this?
Yeah, I would doubt it. You know, when you see that woman laying on the ground screaming with, you know, three grown men on top of her, like, yeah. I'll cheer that shit all day long, dude, because I don't think what they're doing it should be legal. So I feel for the guy. I mean, he set a great example as far as, yeah, we all need to be playing our sides. I have so much respect for people that are standing on the front lines of all these ICE raids and making sure that people know their rights, know what they have to say. You know, I really believe that a lot of these people are heroic, and I hope he doesn't do any jail time.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of people comment online because I did a video for this for Really American a couple days ago. And people are like, is there a GoFundMe? Like, I want to contribute to this guy's legal defense because let's help him out. And I don't know if there is, but there certainly is going to be. So I would keep an eye on the story and, you know, see how it develops. And by the way, the news report there, they followed up. That woman, she came into the country legally. I mean, she went through the immigration process. She had either a green card or a visa. Like, she was in the system.
Yeah.
She got a DUI while she lived here and did the penalties for that or whatever. But somehow ICE felt that that was, nope, you're here on a visa and you're drunk driving. So hauled her out of a car, face first on the ground. Now they're trying to deport her because we all know no megatypes have ever driven under the influence.
Yeah. Yeah, that is absolutely nuts, dude, that you would be spending your time going after someone who's here legally, who came here legally and got a DUI. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. I don't even think that's what maggots voted for. They voted for criminals, hardened criminals, you know. Nice. So, yeah, that's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I mean, we keep hearing that, whether it's Joe Rogan or just the average mega type. Like, hold on. I thought he was just going after, like, drug kingpin, hardened criminals, murderers, rapists, you know, all this stuff. But because Trump said, you know, other countries are releasing their prisons into America. There's millions of hardened criminals. And obviously that was false. So now they're just trying to arrest as many people as they can. And so kudos. Bobby Nunez, tow truck driver, towed an ICE vehicle during an active arrest. He took a story that was fake to begin with and made it real.
So, make your dream a reality right there. Fantastic. Speaking very quickly, I'll give you a little lighter side of news of someone who's also had a DUI. Let's just watch this video. Okay. I don't want to set this up. I just want to play this video for you and see what your thoughts are.
Okay.
This is a photograph of the alien from the movie Alien.
Oh.
This is what you could end up looking like if you eat some of the raw, frozen shrimp being sent to the United States by other countries.
Why do you have to take a real story and make a joke out of it? Make us all make fun of you. There actually are radioactive shrimp on the shelves in America. There was just a big recall today.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real story. But why do you have to make yourself sound so comically stupid as to imply that, like in a comic book, that we're all going to become radioactive, you know, mutants?
It's unbelievable, dude. I mean, this is the circus that this whole Trump cabinet has created. You know, like, news doesn't stand out unless I do something wacky and wild. And, you know, to take an old white guy like that, it's like your grandpa putting together a video like, hey, we're gonna tell people about shrimp, and his grandson says, use this picture from Alien. Like, he's never even seen the movie, let alone what does it have to do with eating shrimp, you know?
Right. No, we're all gonna turn into aliens, which could be fun. So I don't know.
Yeah, and most of those Kennedys have had DUIs too, BT dubs, just putting it out there.
It's a safe assumption, yes. Yeah. All right, do you want to hear my other video clip then?
Yes, please.
Okay. So this was a another fun story. So there's this guy named James O'Keefe, and he's part of Project Veritas, which is an ultra-mega conservative journalist, if we want to call him that. He's well known for doing these undercover stings. Well, they'll show up at some convention or party and start talking to people, not ever telling them that they're being recorded, which is legally debatable. And he also has a bit of a history for editing things out of context. But he put out a news story this week that I think it just hit yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, but no, it was yesterday, that I just find fascinating. Because first of all, there is some editing going on here. He only played clips. But within the clip, it's not, you know, there's no things taken out of context.
Sure.
So, you know, as you're aware, you know, I got divorced 6 years ago, and I've had some adventures in the world of dating over the last 6 years. Thank God I have found Miss Kennedy, and life is good right now. But dating in general sucks. The world of online dating, which is the only way to really to do it nowadays without getting maced by going up to somebody in Starbucks or whatever, like, it's complicated enough as is. So this guy that works for the Department of Justice, his name is Schnitt. Where's his name? I don't know. His name's Schnitt. And he went on a date with a woman that he met on Hinge. And the woman claimed to be some sort of au pair or something. And she said her name was Skylar. But it turns out she was an undercover reporter for this Project Veritas. And she was recording the guy for their date. And she knew that he worked for the DOJ.
Oh.
I don't know if she was fishing on social media or on dating apps to find people like this, or if she figured it out and then decided she's going to record it or whatever. But so, yeah, so this is the guy who's the acting deputy director of some department in the DOJ. So he's not an intern. He's not entry level. He's been with the DOJ for 23 years. And this date, while, you know, recording him just innocently is like, hey, what about these Epstein files? Like, what's up with that, right?
Okay.
So this is part of the video right here.
Like, the stuff with Epstein will actually get released or not at all?
If it does, it'll be heavily redacted and his name won't be in it.
But those files do exist.
There's files.
Yeah.
For sure. There's, yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. But again, if they're released in any way, it's going to be very redacted. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files, leave all the liberal democratic people in those files, and have a very slanted version of it come out where it's like, look at what he's doing without releasing any of their bad behavior.
Isn't it that Maxwell person?
Yeah.
And also that
Maxwell person
got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently.
Oh.
Which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. And they're not supposed to get minimum security prisons, which is an interesting detail because
it's not interesting.
A benefit, which means they're offering her something to keep her mouth shut.
They're offering her something to keep her mouth shut.
Wow.
So let's see. He just said that they're offering Maxwell something to have transferred her. He confirmed the Epstein files are real. He confirmed that Trump's name is in it. And he said that if they're going to come out, obviously they'll take all the MAGA Republicans off it and only put out the list with liberals and Democrats on it. And now that this video has come out, which, by the way, it's been confirmed, the guy had to put out a public statement about it. The DOJ even had to put out a public statement about this. And he is trying to claim that, no, I told her. I'm just watching the news like you are. This is just what I'm surmising from the news reports.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, the news hasn't reported any of that.
Yeah.
That we know that, you know, the MAGA types will be taken off the list, or we know that she's being transferred to Shutter. Like, none of that's been reported as any fact. So you're lying on every freaking level there is. And obviously, I tend to believe people more when they don't know they're being recorded than when they've been busted and have to start making public statements.
Yes, 100%. We know it's true that Pam Bondi told Trump back in July that his names were in the files. That doesn't necessarily show that he's guilty of something, but his names were everywhere in the files. She recommended it not being released. So, yeah, they're definitely going to redact that. We're two votes away right now from getting this information out there. So are you going to be on the right side of history and make this happen or not? It's so interesting to me that he was just, you know, you talk about anything very freely when Poon is on the line. You know, that's why
Yes, he was clearly trying to impress her. And again, I know that we only got the clips that were released, but nowhere in there, like, you hear her ask the question and he immediately answers. There's no like, you know, geez, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm seeing these media reports. And it, like, he's like, no, yeah, he's in there. Now they're going to redact these. Oh, yeah, no, you know, they're shutting her up because that's against the department policy to have a second. Like, I don't buy for a second. I'm not saying he was on the inside meetings and knows for facts, but he works at the DOJ. Yeah. So that is the sediment clearly floating around that building that he just freely vomited out to try to get in Skyler's pants.
Unbelievable. There. Unbelievable. I mean, I feel like we already knew this, right? But yeah, it's nice to see that confirmed. And he didn't know he was being recorded. Yeah, I believe that. I believe it all happened. So.
And by the way, you're on a date. Take your sunglasses off. What are you hiding?
Well,
that is so shady.
Maybe a lot, dude. Maybe a lot. You don't ever know. But yes. Well, I always go.
Like I said,
I always go back to the fact that, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is standing on the steps of the Capitol saying, it's not a hoax. I just heard from all these people. And by the way, all those survivors that sat and talked on those steps have said, you know what? If they don't want to release a list, like, we know the names. We know the players. Like, yeah, we'll just release the list.
Yeah, please do. No, this is what story 3 or 4 just from this hour of, again, enemy of my enemy is my friend. Politics make for strange bedfellows. Like, anytime we're on the same page with the NRA or with Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's alarming. But that really should tell you something that we actually agree with something the NRA said or Marjorie Taylor Greene said.
Right.
And by the way, this Democrat hoax thing, what's the hoax? We know that Epstein was doing this. We know Maxwell's in prison. She wasn't trafficking nobody for nothing. And by the way, the other crazy thing, Mike Johnson today, the Speaker of the House, came out and someone asked him about, you know, Trump saying it's a Democratic hoax and he's pushing back. Mike Johnson said that Trump used to be an informant for the FBI against Epstein. So how is it a hoax if the president was at one point giving information to the FBI about his buddy that he knows likes him on the young side?
Yeah.
Like, is it a hoax or isn't it? Obviously it's not.
Yeah,
so
no.
Keep the pressure on because it's driving Trump crazy.
Why wasn't he saying it a hoax when before he got elected, people were asking him, will you release the Epstein files? Yeah, I think I would.
Right.
You didn't say anything about it being a hoax then. So we're not that stupid, dude.
Just a quick thanks to everyone. There's a bunch of people chatting on YouTube. I don't have the attention span to read them and do the show. So we'll work on reading those next time or getting somebody in here to read them. I don't know. But I appreciate everyone chatting and commenting online. So thank you.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks for watching the podcast live. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend and can let some of this go and enjoy a little bit of your private time.
Yeah, good luck with that. Ignore the democracy burning in front of you and go to the beach. So.
Yeah, right? Democracy will still be burning tomorrow.
That's true.
But so, check us out on our socials.
We're on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Blue Sky. We're all over YouTube and, of course, heavily featured here on Really American Media. Check out all the videos all the hosts are doing. It's all good stuff. So support the cause.
Yes, indeed. Call our comment line, 844-48-VOCAL, and we'll see you next time.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.